what you were doing was what we were doing, both of us, we were saying, now what the hell do you have in mind? He said, they want this blackmail. And what would it cost? If it would go over 4 years, then you'd have to have clemency. Well, you can't get that. You haven't going to get a way to get the money. And then it's wrongful. That was the conversation. We got through, now what the name was
out. Yeah.
Oh, well, there was also a talk of the effect of Mitchell. Was trying to, what was Mitchell doing, you know, that because he didn't work for any money for and Dean had already talked to Mitchell about the same problem. Dean had.
Because and Dean is the one that's so legally involved trying to get this thing.
Mitchell said he, that was not Mitchell's. But you see, we didn't do it. And I said it was wrong. Which Dean may not have, but all of them has a fantastic memory about things that matter. So there it is. So I'm not going to be bothered about that. That's Dean's job. If he has it, he must be used to it. But he's in a position where he's got to decide whether he wants to indicate his own involvement in something of that sort. I mean, the point was he was raising it, see, as an issue. See, the point of it all, Al, was that the whole conversation was, he said, here are the problem areas. For example, Hunt is trying to blackmail Ehrlichman because of the things Ehrlichman did in the Hummer's operation. And he's going to tell some of those things. And his lawyer, Bittman, wants money to pay his fees. That was it.
See that? I really
didn't. And the point is, that's when I started the investigation.
Right.
I didn't do it then.
Absolutely nothing.
Particularly when we have here a Haldeman entry.
Exactly.
If I had been alone with Dean, then I would have had all the time.
You would have had time.
But Haldeman was there. Haldeman knocked his brains out. John, he was questioning. All of them have a problem then. However, again, that's one thing we've got to work out on the privilege with regard to conversations rather than participating. But we, in that instance, on a specific basis, would waive the privilege.
That's right.
My view is that you don't. I think that in oral conversations, Al, we should have a rule. We would waive it in specific areas rather than on this laying down general guidelines whereby. It is total, you know what I mean? It should be total with regard to documents. With regard to other conversations with the president, that if there's, on matters involving any information which could lead to apprehension of illegal activities, then the privilege on a case-by-case basis would be waived. You see? How does that sound to you as a planner? See my point?
I think it's fine. I don't think we should articulate it. I think
not
we should
well,
say, of course we're going to be flexible where there's...
But what?
I would say something along the lines of...
That it will depend on the circumstances.
Yes, we'll be flexible.
Generally, the conversation with the president is great. But of course, it will depend on that. When there are special circumstances, they're being considered. But that's it.
That's the way to do it.
Is really concerned, and I think rightfully so. God damn it, man, guys, the papers are here. Now, I'm talking about everything in this office. I'm not talking about things that are legal or ethics, but we're talking about. does seem important. He's got to work with somebody.
That's right. There, well, of course, he took a, Kelly took a strong stand on that yesterday. He said he wouldn't want the job if the man didn't report to him. And that's good.
That's right.
Actually, we could add, if they didn't clear Elliott, I don't think he'd be any use as Secretary of Defense. He would have been a vote of no confidence. He wouldn't.
That'd be a terrible thing.
This committee is just out of hand. These bastards are, and we've got to apply some reason to them.
But you should, the judiciary.
Yes. I'm sure it's just a handful of guys on Elliott.
My God, what is the matter with Eastman? What's the matter with our guys on there, right? You see, here's where you have some weakness on the him and Shaw.
I'm sure.
It isn't just basically having people to back him up, but you need a stronger man at the top that can go down there and work with those people. Also, be able to get over Rogers on his thing with the chapter.
Sure. No, I was with you, and then he ran to the dinner by the time I got back. Hey. I've got a call into him right now. Sure. concern is, I think a lot of people think this thing is worse than it is. And it's just sheer nonsense. And it's even permeated some of our staff and some of the cabinet. Now, yesterday we started knocking this out. Yes, sir. I think your speech last night was confident, goddamn, and that's the way we ought to be. This is just insanity, and these cabinet guys have got to understand this, goddamn.
They got to fight a little, too. Hey, it wasn't much.
Shaving.